So the White House has done an about-face on the position Condoleezza Rice expressed just 2 days ago on CBS's 60 Minutes program.
It is a long-standing principle that sitting national security advisors do not testify before the Congress.
That's National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. Joining us to discuss the politics of all this is Slate's Will Salatin. Hello, Will. How are you doing?
Hi, Alex.
When you and I spoke yesterday, you told me that you felt certain the White House was going to abandon this decision not to let Condoleezza Rice testify. Score one for you, certainly. Second, now that the public will see her testifying, is that going to make a political difference in the end that she had refused at first?
Well, it can make a difference, and that's the important thing. As long as Dr. Rice was not going to testify under oath, was not going to be a public figure in this, the story was going to continue to be that she was hiding something, that the administration must be hiding something because she wouldn't do this. Now, at least, she has a chance to change the story, and it could be that as a result of her testimony, whatever it may be, that the story becomes what she tells the commission and not that she was hiding in the first place. I think it was really interesting, a quote that the chairman of the commission, Tom Kaine, gave the other day. He said, I think she should be under the same penalty as Richard Clark, explaining why she should be under oath. Mm. See, I think this is all a result of the White House attack on Clark and of congressional Republicans saying that Clark should be examined for possible perjury. You know, if you're on this commission and you're saying, wait a minute, what's good for the gander should be good for the goose, right? If Clark should be under oath and held to the standards of perjury, so should Rice.
We also now have both the president and the vice president testifying together before the full committee, though not in public. How about that?
Well, I think it is important because the White House has tried to keep Bush out of the picture in this whole thing. Remember, who is it who's on the hot seat? Who is it that everybody's questioning the veracity, whether enough was done? It's Condi Rice. And I think she's been chafing to get into this and to do whatever it takes to get to get out of that heat. So what this does is, by having Bush and Cheney come in, they will now be on the hot seat. They will be associated with whether the administration did enough. They will not, however, literally be in the picture because this will not be public testimony. That was something the White House, I think, was not willing to agree to.
Let me ask you about the question of precedent. The White House and the 9/11 Commission are both agreeing that Dr. Rice testifying is not precedent, but how can that be? I mean, we're all going to see her on television testifying. I mean, she's doing it. How could that not be precedent?
Yeah, I have to say, it is a fig leaf. I mean, they were trying to establish that the executive branch was not subject to this kind of congressional inquiry, could not be compelled to do it. But, you know, gosh, I never thought precedent was that important because when the political heat gets high enough, an administration will buckle. You know, when the heat is this high, they will come and testify before a panel. They will do what's necessary, precedent or no precedent. They're doing that now and saying, well, we're going to reserve the precedent for later. But you know what, Alex? Later on, if the heat gets this high again, they'll come back again, precedent or none.
And they'll talk. You know, so much of this pressure has actually come from Republicans.
Yeah, it is. And that's, you see, that this would not be happening if the White House could still claim that it was some kind of Democratic vendetta against them. Remember, the attack on Richard Clark is he's not a real Republican. He must be a Democrat. He must work for John Kerry. So this is a partisan thing. You don't need to take it seriously. But when Republicans come out, most importantly, when Tom Kaine, you know, the venerable Republican who's leading this commission, comes out and says she should testify under oath, that pretty much removed, you know, that the political protection that the White House had, and that changed everything. And also, very importantly, this says the White House no longer controls the Republican Party. The Republican Party in its congressional branch, in its establishment, is now worried about whether the White House is doing damage to the party, and the White House has to comply with what the Republicans want.
The opinions of Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Alex.